Track 12. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, as part of its 95th anniversary year, is working with Bishop Graham and head gardener Sam Garland on a wildlife audit of the Bishop's House Garden in the heart of Norwich. NWT volunteer Barry Madden reports.
The Bishop's House Garden in Norwich is an urban space managed in a way that promotes biodiversity, creating an environment where nature can thrive. Not only will the outcome of the audit show which animals are currently using the plot, but it will also identify ways we can maximise the garden's potential for both wildlife and people. Most importantly, the principles of this urban garden management can be adapted for your own garden or green space, whatever its size and location. How to help your garden? The survey will run throughout the spring and summer months. So what have we found so far? Well, we commenced with a survey of breeding birds. On a bright, crisp early spring morning, NWT volunteers identified potential breeding species by mapping territorial birds. A very healthy total of 30 territories were mapped, involving 12 common garden species such as robin, wren, and goldfinch. In addition, sparrowhawks hunt in the garden, as evidenced by scattered piles of feathers from their victims, an indication of a well-functioning ecosystem. Subsequent visits have proven successful breeding by blackbirds, robins, both great and blue tits, dunnocks and wrens. The dense shrubs surrounding the borders have been alive with fledgling birds begging their hard-working parents for food. Despite the chilly spring, wildflowers put on a sumptuous display. The principle of leaving some areas of a garden to grow wild resulted in a wealth of nectar-bearing flowers during April, proving invaluable to early emerging bees and other insects. The enclosed wild area of undisturbed ground around the orchard contained a beautiful display of cowslips, bluebells, comfrey, and bright yellow buttercups. Leaving a small patch to run wild will benefit any garden, encouraging essential pollinators to your patch. It doesn't have to be very large. An unmown strip of lawn will do. It costs nothing, means less work, and you can delight in the wonderful diversity of beneficial insect life that will visit. As the weather has improved during late May and June, many insects have been seen around the garden, including orange tip and holly blue butterflies, many ladybirds, shield bugs, and thick-legged flower beetles, a species NWT is particularly keen on recording as part of their wildlife spotter survey. If you see one, do report it by completing the simple form on their website. The county recorder, Tim Strudwick, visited one morning to discover an amazing 28 species of bees and wasps using the site. Moths are underrated insects with a key role in pollination, as well as proving an important food source for birds, bats, and small mammals. After a slow start, moth trapping in the garden picked up during June when James Lowen, author of Much Ado About Mothing, visited to feature in a live recording of the results of overnight trapping. The recording can be viewed on NWT's Facebook page and provides an enlightening introduction into the fascinating world of our garden moths. Particular beauties were white ermine and common swift, as well as light brocade and several heart and dart. Trapping will continue this summer, with every likelihood of encountering those impressive hawk moths that visit almost every garden at night. The small pond in the ornamental garden, which can be incorporated in any garden space, has attracted common blue damselfly and pond skaters. The pond has suffered from algae bloom, but Sam has already improved this by the incorporation of more oxygenating weed. Other means to improve the pond for wildlife, such as marginal plants for cover and nectar, also help. So far, the audit has been very successful and great fun. The wildlife-friendly management of the garden is resulting in a wide range of species, indicating a truly eco-efficient urban space. In future surveys, we hope to record bats and other mammals in the garden. Grey squirrels and Reeves monkjack have also been seen, together with deposited evidence of a hedgehog. It is hoped that, with the use of camera traps, other small mammals will be identified. Further surveys of hoverflies and spiders are also planned. The Bishop's Garden, under the stewardship of Sam Garland, is inspiring. Please do try to incorporate some of the simple wildlife-friendly features in your own garden or local green space. The benefits will be enormous. Join the NWT for the Open Garden event at the Bishop's House Garden, Norwich, on Sunday 19th of September from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. to showcase the species found there and celebrate its rich biodiversity. You will have the opportunity to explore the garden, take part in an interactive day of wildlife recording, and discover the species that call this magnificent city centre garden home. NWT will also demonstrate positive gardening practices for wildlife you can use at home, no matter how large or small your garden. Refreshments will be available, and all funds raised will directly benefit NWT's Children and Nature Fund projects, connecting children from all backgrounds with the natural world. Book online via Eventbrite. Tickets are £5, plus a small booking fee. Any remaining tickets will be available on the day. Wheelchair users and children go free.